Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, you all know alhamdulillah, which means all praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what do we thank Allah azza wa jal for? Scholars, may Allah azza wa jal bestow his mercy upon them, have said that Allah azza wa jal is praised for two things. Number one, he is praised for his names and attributes, for his perfect names and his perfect attributes. So we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all of his names. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the fact that he is Ar-Rahman, for the fact that he is Ar-Rahim. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for his name Al-Ghafoor, the All-Forgiving. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal and we praise him for his name Al-Alim, the All-Knowing, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, Al-Ali, the Most High. All of his names and attributes are names and attributes that we must praise and thank him for. What would you and I do if it wasn't for the name of Allah Azza wa Jal Ar-Rahman? How would have our life been without his name Al-Ghafoor? Imagine Allah Azza wa Jal wasn't the All-Forgiving, and that he will punish a person for all his sins and there was not a single way out of your sins. That is terrifying. That is a huge calamity. So we are here praising Allah Azza wa Jal that he named himself Ar-Rahman, Al-Ghafoor. These are the names that we are in consistent need of every moment of the day and the night. So that's one thing we praise and we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for. The second thing that we praise and we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for are no doubt the many blessings that he has showered upon us and what we enjoy in life. So we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the life that he has given us on earth. We thank and praise Allah Azza wa Jal for the provision that he provides us with day and night. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessing of Islam, for the blessing of guidance, for the blessing of wealth, and all these matters that Allah Azza wa Jal is thanked for. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any blessing that you have, that all came from Allah Azza wa Jal. And one of the incredible things that we're supposed to always focus on is that when people praise us, when people praise us for something good we have done, right? Some people give a charity and people praise them. Some people advise others, teach others, and people praise them. But you know, subhanAllah, they are actually praising Allah Azza wa Jal's concealment of your sins. Listen and pay attention to this. The idea is the human being is a sinner. And if Allah Azza wa Jal did not conceal and cover our sins, wallahi, no one would ever praise us for anything good we ever do. So when the people praise you for something good you've done, they are actually praising Allah's concealment and covering of your sins. Allahu Akbar. There is so much to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for, to praise him for, brothers and sisters in Islam. Next time you say Alhamdulillah or you recite it in a salat, contemplate and ponder over these two matters. We thank Allah and we praise him for his beautiful names that we couldn't have survived without. And we thank him and we praise him for the many blessings that he has given us in life. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to continue to bestow his blessings upon us, to preserve our blessings and to increase them. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. جزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.